Speaking on this program is Brother Winford Claiborne.
Have you ever heard the following observation? The school superintendents are afraid of the principals. The principals are afraid of the teachers. The teachers are afraid of the parents. The parents are afraid of the kids, and the kids are not afraid of anybody. That probably is exaggerated, but there is more truth in it than most of us would like to admit. What has occurred in our great nation that so many of our children and young people are rebellious, violent, and disrespectful? Have television programs such as Married with Children, popular songs, especially rap and heavy metal, and the jungle atmosphere in some of our schools contributed to the problems we face with young people? Why do so many intelligent young people kill their classmates and teachers? Where are the parents in all of these tragedies? Children do not come into this world knowing right and wrong. They have to be taught what God, society, and their parents expect of them. Is that not what Paul meant when he wrote, "And you fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord." Ephesians 6:4. The word nurture means the whole training of a child. That includes teaching, urging, encouraging, warning, correcting, and punishing. Children must be taught to obey their parents. Paul urged, "Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord." Colossians 3:20. Paul gave similar advice to the Ephesians. "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you, and that you may live long on the earth." Ephesians 6, 1-3. The word obey means to listen under, to hearken. Does the term all things have any exceptions? As long as a child is at home, he must obey the parents unless the parents require him to do that which is illegal or immoral. In other words, if a child knows it is wrong to steal, he should not steal, regardless of the parent's wishes. And there are parents, although few in number, we hope, who demand that their children do wrong, that they steal or lie or engage in other wrongful activities. And what if unbelieving parents forbid a child to go to church services? When a child reaches adulthood, he is not required to obey his parents, but he is required to honor them. He must honor them even when they have gone to meet their Maker. Obeying parents must be taught from a very young age. One mother is reputed to have asked a child psychologist when she should start teaching her child to obey. The psychologist asked the mother about the child's age. She said her child was 6 years old. The psychologist told the mother she was 6 years too late. I remember hearing a preacher tell of a child who came into the living room and proceeded to bore holes in the radio. A psychologist said the child should not be punished for his actions. The preacher said there is one of three things we know about that psychologist. Either he does not have a child, or he does not have a radio, or he does not have any sense. Obeying parents is the only way of preserving society and of strengthening the bond between parents and children. I have to admit that I sometimes chafed under the restrictions my parents enforced. But I shudder to think what would have happened to me and to my 11 brothers and sisters had our parents not taught us right from wrong and saw to it that we did right. Did that include spanking when spanking was in order? You can know for sure it did. There was not much spanking because we did not want to endure it. We knew it would happen and were wise enough to avoid it. I know that God expects parents to teach their children to obey. This is well-pleasing unto the Lord. Is it displeasing to the Lord when we fail to teach our children to obey? Do you want the Lord to be displeased with you because you fail to teach your children the right way? Thank you for listening, and may God richly bless you.